So what we've got for you this morning are two, economists call them coincident indicators. And they actually indicate what's going on right now in the economy. Good news from cash registers. Retail sales jumped 2.7% in August. That's the biggest increase in 3.5 years. That's got to be good news, right? The Cash for Clunkers program seems to have been a pretty important element of that increase. But also wholesale inflation seems to be way up, too. What's going on here? Kelly Evans joins us from the Wall Street Journal. Nice to have you back, Kelly.
Good to speak with you.
So clearly, because retail sales and the consumers are so much a part of the domestic economy in the United States, retail sales up, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, people pretty much expected this increase, John, for exactly the reason you mentioned, which was that the Cash for Clunkers program had a big impact on motor vehicles in August. And those are a big part of retail sales. They're not just, by the way, sales at sort of shops and stores. It's also autos, it's restaurants, department stores. So there's a lot going on here. But what was really encouraging about the report was that excluding autos, sales still rose 1.1% after a dip in July. So that was really seen as sort of the bellwether of whether consumer demand really was on the increase last month, and it appears it was.
Consumers are being choosy, though. The retail sectors are fairly narrow here, right?
Yeah, if you look at sort of what's emerging in consumer spending, which is more than two-thirds of gross domestic product, so it's a big part of the economy. That's why we talk so much about it. But, you know, it really fell sharply in the second half of last year, particularly as oil prices reached highs. And this year, it's been much more stable. It's declined a little bit in the first part of the year, then stabilized. This quarter, it's on track to grow about 2%. So we're still talking about lower levels than a year ago, but people are spending, and they're just being more cautious with their money. They're looking for that value. You've got the retailers who focus on value doing much better right now than those who haven't been able to. So the luxury segment, companies like Abercrombie that have been sort of refusing to discount as much are still struggling, but others are hanging in there.
You know, I hate inflation. I suspect you do also. All journalists hate inflation. But some economists say that if retailers can actually make a price increase stick, that's a good sign for the economy. Wholesale inflation posted an increase. Is it good news or bad news?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned at the top that this might not be good news, but I do sort of feel the opposite with this one, which is that right now, there's so much weakness still in the U.S. and sort of global economy. There's a lot of concern because of high unemployment rates and about the outlook, not just this quarter, but really beyond that. And so there's a struggle right now between rising commodity prices and weakness in the economy. And if you look at the producer prices, which measure prices that sort of manufacturers pay before they pass them along to you and I, but they show a little bit of price pressure. And right now, that's kind of an encouraging thing. And I know that's a weird thing to say, and certainly some of it's driven by higher commodity prices. But at least at this point, we're not seeing sort of the the real deflationary tendencies that are a concern. Now, the comparisons, I will say, by the way, too, and the reason why people are a little cautious to talk about these is that the increase in oil prices last year and then the sharp rundown are still affecting the way that these figures look. So it's going to take a couple more months for the trend to really be clear.
All right. So in between all the sort of commodity issues, which are structural in the economy to a certain extent, if people are able to keep their prices, make them stick, it's an encouraging sign that demand isn't collapsing. Kelly Evans, Wall Street Journal reporter, thanks so much for that.
Sure.